Good morning. It's good to be with you. A blessing to be with you here this morning. It's been a few years since I've represented the Gideons here, but we appreciate your support of the Gideons over the years. You invite the Gideons in every year and support us faithfully with your finances and your prayers, and we thank you for that. The mission of the Gideons has not changed in over 115 years, and that is to see men and women, boys and girls, come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus. So you can imagine at Gideon headquarters, we get a number of testimonies from the placing of God's word by the Gideons. So what I have for you this morning is a testimony on the DVD, and this man who came to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus is now serving here in Michigan. So if you're ready up there, we'll see this testimony.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 24. I'm going to share a few verses with you, but this testimony has special meaning for us, my wife and I, because we have a grandson right now that is in the Navy in nuclear engineering training, and he probably will be stationed on a nuclear submarine in the future. He grew up in a Christian home, but he has drifted away from the Lord, and so, he's in our prayers. If you have been reading through the Bible through the schedule that the Gideons provide for you, yesterday you have read a portion of Luke chapter 24 as Keith and I met yesterday morning for prayer. This is the passage we read, and it touched my heart, and I wanted to share it with you this morning. I won't be preaching to you, but just want to share a few verses with you here and give a little report on what the Gideons are doing, not only here in our own county, but around the world. Well, in chapter 24, to give you the context, the Lord Jesus has died and he has rose from the dead, and we have the account of two men who made their way to Emmaus. In verse 13, it says, "Behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs." And of course, you know the story, as they were walking, that the Lord Jesus came and walked with them, and they didn't recognize who he was. But then dropping down to in verse 24, it says, "In the beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scripture the things concerning himself." Verse 28, "And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them." Verse 30, "And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and he hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do things arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy, and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and a honeycomb, and he took it, and to eat there, eat before them. Verse 44, And he said unto them, These now are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of the Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, Thus is it written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye here in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endured with power from on high." And going back to verse 27, just Jesus saying to them, that that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations. Of course, as Jerry read also this morning from Matthew, and in Mark, he says, Mark 16:15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And in Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Well, we as individuals can't go to all over the earth, but you know, we as members of churches, and you support missionaries in different ways, the Giddings is just another way of fulfilling God's commission. You know, and we have Giddings that are ministering in 200 countries around the world, handing out the Bibles in various places. We have worldwide a little less than 300,000 Giddings and auxiliary members who are in those countries, passing out God's word, witnessing, fulfilling the Great Commission that God has given to us, that we would take the gospel, preach that message of repentance and remission of sin throughout the whole world. Our theme verse comes from the Giddings, comes from Isaiah 55:11, which reads, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish it, that which I please, and it shall prosper in the way whereunto I sent it. Well, how are the Giddings doing in this ministry? Well, last year, worldwide, Giddings distributed over 93 million copies of God's word throughout the world in those 200 different countries and in about 100 different languages. Like I said before, the purpose of the Giddings has not changed in all these years, and that is to see men and women, boys and girls, come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus. And we do that primarily by two different ways. As Giddings, we are trained and we are encouraged to be witnesses. One way is by using the personal workers' testaments, which have helps in the front and God's plan of salvation in the back, to be handing these out to the people we come in contact day by day in our daily walk as we're led by the Holy Spirit. We are encouraged to give these out. And then by placing God's word in the various places in the pathways of life, in the hotels, motels, military personnel, like Michael Williams got one through the military. So that's the ways we endeavor to carry out the Great Commission through those means. And just to give you a little report of what's happening worldwide, you know, in China that one cannot witness outwardly, it's against the law, but Giddings have a special permission from the Chinese government to go onto the registered churches and to hand out God's word in the churches and to provide and to bring the gospel to them. Well, up to the goal for scriptures distribution in China this year is 300,000 copies of God's word, and up to date a total of over 306 million scriptures have been distributed in China legally. In India, a country of many different religions, one million copies of God's word are being distributed every month by the Giddings there. Last year, over 12 million copies were given out. If the funds were available, many more copies of God's word could have gone out throughout the great land of India. In Indonesia, 87% of the country is Islam, Christians are being persecuted there. Last fall, the Gideons had a special scripture blitz there. 3,000 copies of God's Word were distributed, and most of those went to students. About 80% of all the scriptures that Gideons distributed worldwide go to students. And this testimony comes from a Muslim young boy named Serrano. He was born into a Muslim family, and his sister brought home a New Testament that she had received in school, and he picked it up and began reading it secretly because he was afraid of his father found out he was reading the scriptures, that his father would be very angry. So he read it secretly. Well, eventually, Serrano got found out, and to come to find out, he was surprised to find out that his father was also reading a copy of God's Word secretly. Well, eventually, the whole family came to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus, and today, Serrano is a pastor in the province of Sumatra. In South Sudan, which is one of the newest countries in the world, a friend of ours in the last few years has gone over there and establishing camps and distributing God's Word, and he goes into very impoverished areas to establish camps. When they find out they can get Gideon Bibles, they get some businessmen together and establish a camp, and so Bibles can be distributed there. But some of the pastors are so poor that they only have a portion of God's Word. They don't even have a whole copy of God's Word. So you can imagine how excited they are that they can receive God's Word. And then we're shown a picture of some school children outside the school building sitting down on the dirt, and actually they were doing their schoolwork with a stick in the dirt around the schoolhouse. Imagine not having any paper, any pencils, or any books at all. And then the Gideons come in and give them a copy of God's Word, and how they're going to cherish that book. In the country of Malawi, several hundred children walked 20 miles, got up 4:30 in the morning, walked 20 miles when they found out they could receive a copy of God's Word. So you can imagine those children would cherish the Word of God there. God is working throughout all the world, throughout the world, through the Gideons in those 200 countries. And that's just a sample of what's happening there. Well, what's happening here in St. Clair County? Recently, a couple of our Gideons visited the motels in our area, and we replaced some of the worn Bibles and some of them that were missing. We delivered 60 new Bibles to the Baymont Motel on Range Road there, and because the Bibles had been there for almost 10 years. And so they're in the process of replacing those. Well, then we got a call that the Blue Water Pregnancy Care Center in Port Yearne was in need of Bibles. So we had a box of 25 used hotel Bibles that we just delivered up there on Friday. And so they were thrilled to get those, and then we'll have those, like the used ones, coming out of the other motel that we can give to them in the future. They give out the Bibles there to the ladies that come there for help. Also, my wife and I were able to help the North Camp. On Friday, we were at McMoran Auditorium as the nurses graduated from Baker College, and there were about 80 graduates. We were able to, with some others from the North Camp, we gave about 50 New Testaments to those nurses graduates. And so our ladies visit the nursing homes and the hospital and distribute God's Word there in those places. And so those are some of the things that we're doing here in our own county. And we just thank you for your support over the years, and there are some ways that you can help us in this ministry, and actually by helping us, you are helping distribute God's Word filling the Great Commission all over the world. You can pray for us, continue to pray for the Gideon ministry. You always are very generous in helping the Gideons financially and allowing us to come each and every year and give a report. We have something new among the Gideons. Gideons are business and professional men. Membership is limited to them, but now we have a new category. Anybody can become a friend of the Gideons. You can go on the internet and GideonsInternational.org and check out there the Friends of Gideons, the advantages and how you can become a prayer partner with the Gideons, or when you become a contributor and a prayer partner of the Gideons, you can get these New Testaments to use for personal witnessing. The only difference, they don't have the Gideon logo on there. They still have the helps in the front and God's plan of salvation in the back. And for $1.35, you can purchase these and use them yourself. Or when you give financially to the Gideons, we want you to know that 100% of what you give goes to purchasing those Bibles and New Testaments. All the other expenses of the Gideons are met by the Gideons and their dues. Just a couple weeks ago, my wife and I were privileged to go to the Michigan State Convention, and we had a faith fund goal there of $135,000 for one of the countries, targeting one of the countries in Africa. Gideons get their finances from churches like this, and also from the faith fund, which is a money that comes from Gideons themselves that we donate for Bibles, and also for the Gideon Card Program. But we had a goal of $135,000 there at the state convention, and when we left Saturday at noon, we had surpassed that goal. It was at $141,000, and one of the men said, "Well, when you reach a goal, it's like hitting a skunk on the road. You just keep going." So we don't know what it ended up with, but we surpassed our goal there at the state convention. And so what a blessing that was to be a part of that. This Thursday, we'll be having our pastor's appreciation banquet there in Port Huron, and there'll be another opportunity for Gideons to give to the Faith Fund. So we thank you for your support over the years, and we have a table in the back there. We encourage you to pray for the Gideons. I know you support the Gideons financially, and you can use the Gideon Card Program. You have a rack there and in the foyer there, and there's some information on our table back there. So we encourage you to use the Gideon cards. Excuse me. My wife and I, we've been Gideons since 2001. And the Gideons always came to our church before we became Gideons, and we loved using the Gideon cards, having been born and raised on the family farm there, and we attend a lot of funerals, and before we even became Gideons, we loved purchasing the Gideon cards and donating Bibles, $5 for every Bible, rather than sending flowers, which perish in a few days. God is in the business of changing lives. And like I read in the passage this morning, we serve a risen Savior. And it's just a privilege of being able to be a Gideon and be a part of this ministry. And so we encourage you to partner with us, which you already do, but continue to support us, and we thank you for your faithfulness in supporting the Gideons. So I turn it back over to Jerry, and he'll close, I assume. Thank you again for your attentiveness and for your support. Thank you.